Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. It's Wednesday, so we're going to try to make sense of what we read in the Bible yesterday. Where we read a story about Jesus having dinner at the home of Simon, a Pharisee, and welcomed into this righteous and devout religious man's home, and finds himself treated better by the standards of his culture by a woman who came into the house and started washing his feet and kissing his feet, with her own hair and tears, believe it or not. He was being treated better by her than by Simon, the man with the fancy house and who was considered in the upper echelons of their society. And he calls the man out on that and points out that this woman has treated him so well. It says it has something to do with forgiveness of a debt, that the person who's been forgiven more is more thankful, and people who've been forgiven less, like Simon, for example, have less thanks and less love for Jesus. What was he talking about? Jesus' example involves money, a debt, a financial debt being repaid. And he points out that, yes, the person who's been forgiven more money might be more thankful than the person who's been forgiven less money. But this woman, who's so thankful to Jesus, probably wasn't forgiven a financial debt. It appears to be much, much more than that, because her reaction to Jesus, her thanks, is so over the top. She makes a financial sacrifice with the alabaster jar of ointment, and she makes a personal sacrifice, putting herself at risk and embarrassment, and just going over the top in her thanks. And it's because she's been forgiven her sins, which are apparently known to be many by people in her community, and even by herself. She seems to know that she was leading a very broken life, and Jesus seems to have done something incredible for her already before this encounter that we're reading about today. Here's what Jesus had to say about it. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Now, this idea may not surprise you. If you know anything about Jesus, you may know that people say Jesus came to forgive sins. So it might not surprise you that Jesus says that's what he's doing here with this woman. But let's stop for a second and pretend we're in the moment when this really happened. We're one of those Pharisees or the other people in the crowd, the other people eating at the table, listening to all this happen. Jesus goes and he tells this woman her sins are forgiven. What sins are we talking about? How can Jesus be forgiving all this woman's sins? When you think about it, usually the person who needs to do the forgiving is somebody who's been hurt. Say this woman was a prostitute or had been having sexual relations with married men. And it's quite possible that she hurt her own husband. It's quite possible that she hurt those other men, their families, their children. It's quite possible she's been hurting herself, her parents, other people in her life who care about her, her own children perhaps. I can imagine all kinds of people that she's been hurting with her lifestyle. But Jesus? There's no evidence here that he's related to her, that he's had any contact with her in her former profession, that she's hurt him directly in any way. What right does Jesus have to forgive this woman if she's never hurt him? Well, this wasn't the only time Jesus did this. There were other occasions where Jesus told people, you're forgiven. And yet, he didn't appear to have been the one immediately offended by this. But he was. He was actually hurt when that woman was using the gift of sexuality that God had given her in all the wrong ways. He was offended when other people were offending and hurting others in this world because Jesus was revealing in this moment something incredible about himself, that it appears this woman knew and understood. And the Pharisees, the religious teachers, actually didn't get. It's another one of these strange reversals, right? Where this simple, broken woman understands something that the powerful elite don't. You see, when we sin, we're breaking God's laws, or put another way, we're taking the good things that God has given us in our lives and using them in all the wrong ways. We're abusing the life we've been given. For example, this woman, if she was involved sexually in ways that she wasn't designed to be, then she's not just hurting herself and the people immediately involved, she's hurting God because she's taking the gift that he's given her and using it all the wrong ways. We can do the same with money, power, all sorts of other things in our lives. With substances, we can take things that God made in this world and turn them into drugs that hurt us and others. There are all kinds of ways we can take God's good creation and abuse it. That's sin. That's the brokenness that's been with our human race since the beginning, when we first rebelled against God and abused the things that he made for us. When we do that, we aggrieve God. We push God away, we take his love and we say no thanks. We take his guidance in life and we say no thanks, we're going to do this on our own. These are all ways that we hurt God when we sin. Why we need forgiveness from God. When the other people around the table start asking themselves, who is this man that he even forgives sins? They're on the cusp of figuring out something that it seems like this woman has already figured out. They're on the cusp of discovering something amazing. And in this incredible reversal, this woman, this simple woman who's known to be a sinner at the bottom of society, seems to know and understand something wonderful and important that the religious, powerful elite don't seem to understand yet. So, my question for you today is to figure out, what is that? What has this woman figured out about Jesus that the ruling elite have not? Discuss it with some friends to see if you can figure it out together. And I'll tell you tomorrow what it was about Jesus that allowed him to forgive sins. Have a great discussion. I'll see you then.